Hello, and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. This is episode number 4. My name is Jacob, if you did not know. And I am sorry that I pause so many fucking times. I don't know what I'm doing. Today I want to talk about a game that I love. A series that I'll probably talk about the whole series, but a specific game in the series. Fuck, no, there's too many. Anyway, it's Resident Evil. Okay, clap it up. Get yourself a drink. You know, make a sandwich. You could be doing all that while you're listening too, so that's nice. But Resident Evil, a lot of fans, I think, probably. It's pretty popular. So I hear. But, oh, this might be a long one. Oh, again, I think it's going to be longer than it actually is. And then I'm like, I don't know what else to say. And I look up at the time, I'm like, wow, it's still about fucking 30 minutes. Not even 30. But where do I want to start with Resident Evil? I want to start with the first Resident Evil that I played. So this was PlayStation 1. As you fucking know, PlayStation, you know. But again, back then, as I've said before, I was a kid, didn't have money, wasn't buying games, and my brother's older, so he's getting games. He has friends. His friends have games. You know, borrowing, that's a thing that can happen. So he borrows Resident Evil 2 from a friend at school, and I remember seeing this for the first time, and again being like, oh my god, it looks so fucking good. The pre-rendered background, game looks like shit. Okay, I like it. I still like it now. I could still play the original. But I didn't play it then because I was like, I'm scared, you know? It's like, I don't know. First of all, I don't know how to play it, and it looks like it's hard to play, and it's scary because there's zombies. So I didn't play. I watched my brother play it for the most part. And I remember the first time I played Resident Evil 2 was my brother was playing it, and he had to leave. He had to go do, maybe he had to go to work. I don't know. Again, I don't even remember what fucking time this was. Probably didn't even have a job then. God. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He was leaving, and I was like, can I play it? And he was like, yeah, just don't save it. Like, you can run around and shoot shit. Just don't overwrite my save data. I was like, perfect. So I'm standing there in front of the police station with a crossbow. Was that a thing? Could you get a crossbow? At some point in the game, there was a crossbow, and I'm standing outside the police station with it, and I'm just shooting. Nothing. I don't even think there's any zombies, but I was shooting. I was like, ah, cool. That's the first time I played it, and that's the episode. All right. Thank you for listening. That was a bad joke. So, still the earliest, just like, still the Resident Evil 2. I remember my brother, so it was his bedroom, his little fucking TV. It was a dark night. It was me, my brother, and one of our classmates, so his age, so his friend, and we're all sitting on my brother's bed or on the floor or whatever, playing Resident Evil 2, and this was walking down the hall, spoilers, walking down the hallway, and the dogs bust through the window. Or maybe it was either the, no, I mean, it was the hands. The hands bust through the window, the boarded up windows. But what happened was, is that at that time, we had a German Shepherd. and he, that we had, we were alone in the room. The door was closed. Again, it's night. We're all like, ooh, scary game. And right when this happens, this, you know, the hands bust through. I'm pretty sure it was the hand scene. Our dog fucking busts through the door. Through the door. I mean, he blasts through the door. I mean, not, he didn't fucking put a hole in the door. The door came unhinged, all right? And not off the hinge. The door came open, all right? And my brother's friend, you know, his classmate, damn near jumped out of the window. Because the bed was right next to the window. I mean, he almost jumped out of the fucking window through the glass. And I'll never forget that. And that is, that's when I fell in love with Resident Evil. It was amazing. It was like, it was perfect timing. It was scary. It was something you never forget. And I've actually reached out to my brother's friend, this person. I don't know if I want to put names. His name's Luke. You don't know this person, so it doesn't matter. And I said, you know, they're remaking this Resident Evil 2. And it looks amazing. And he's like, I'm going to buy it. You know, I haven't seen you since then, so it's been a long time, but come over, we'll play it just like the good old days, and he was down, so that's going to be fun. I'm super looking forward to that. But that's the start. I mean, although it was Resident Evil 2, that's the start for me. And again, I don't even think I played that game till much, much later. Should point out, I remember this story. My mom did not want, she was like, that game's rated mature. And my brother was just like, it's fine. Like, it's a zombie. It's stupid. And then I remember him telling me, he's like, you know, this isn't real. These are zombies. It's fake. It's right. And I'm like, yeah. And like, so that's how I played mature games, because my brother could play them. And I have a fine grasp on reality. So, just to say that. But I think, so after Resident Evil 2, we played that, and also I made my brother pick Claire, first of all, because I was always like, females are better in games. They're faster in fighting games. And that's really all I'm taking. That's the only thing I'm thinking as I'm saying. Just pick her. Don't pick the cop with, like, I guess he's got some sort of training. I know it's his first day on the job, but, you know, he had to go through some sort of training. But yeah, pick the girl who, you know, doesn't even have a gun. I don't think she had a gun. No, she has a gun. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. Two discs, two campaigns. Loved it. Awesome game. Awesome setting, too. And then Resident Evil 3 comes out, Demesis. And that's the first one that we bought. My brother bought it. And I'm pretty sure that was the one that my mom said, I don't know if you should be playing this. Because, you know, we borrowed it. She doesn't know what we're borrowing, you know. But when we're like, hey, we're going to buy this, she knew then. And I know my brother gets very, I'm pretty sure he gets confused on what's what, two or three. And it just, they kind of did seem very similar in the setting. But, so that was the first game we owned, Resident Evil game we owned. And again, I don't think I played it. He played it, and I know I didn't play it. He played it and I watched, and again, I still loved it. I loved watching it and being in that world and seeing those characters. But I think, I don't know how much time passed between that and Code Veronica, because that was the next game on the PlayStation 2. And I remember, I believe it was for my birthday. Yeah, I think, you know, again, it doesn't matter, guys. It's all very nebulous. It's like there's a fog around it, you know. You can kind of see your memory, but you're like, who knows? But it's not important. I got Code Veronica on PS2, and I had one of my best friends come over and we played it. And that, I think this was the first Resident Evil game that it's definitely the first Resident Evil game I bought. And it's the first one I was like, I'm playing this game because, excuse me, because I love them. Like, I'm in this shit now. I'm a fan. And we played that together. And I remember not wanting to play it without somebody else. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One, I don't know if it was like, I was because I was scared. I think I was like scared. Because you're not very scary. I mean, the older PlayStation, definitely the PlayStation 1 games and Code Veronica, they're not like dark, really. Everything's very well lit. And, you know, it's not really even jumpy scaring. It's just kind of like, I don't know. I think back then it was, they got to me more, just like the environment. I didn't want to be in it alone. I don't know. Call me stupid. Call me a little baby. It's fine. It's fine. But we played that game, and I remember we got stuck on this puzzle. Some fucking puzzle. I don't know what it was. And I remember we tried and tried and tried. And back then, we have like dial-up internet, and maybe, I don't remember if our computer was working at that time. I think it was. It was, because we went to Cheat Code Central. Shout out. I think that still exists. It does, because I checked the other day. And we got some strategies, because, you know, I get stuck a lot. And we're like, instead of just sitting there and racking your fucking brain for hours, just get it done. Just move past this so we can keep going. And I remember we got stuck on this puzzle, and I don't know why we couldn't figure out the strategy guide or walkthrough for it, but we after he left, he just left, I figured it out. And I didn't figure it out by, you know, being smart. I just guessed a bunch, and then, you know. But then, so he's gone at this time. And like I said, I didn't like playing by myself, but I did. I was like, I want to keep playing this fucking game. And I did. And I played it, and I fucking played it, and I played it. And that was it. Now I'm playing by myself. Oh, the other, I forgot to say, it wasn't just the scare factor or being scared or what have you. It was, I suck at navigating through games, like looking at the maps. Like, if I look at a map, I'm like, okay, that's where I know what's happening. I need to go there. And then as soon as I unpause the game, I'm like, what? Which way was I going? I don't know, man. That's just the way it is. I'm not ashamed of it. And you shouldn't judge me, but you can ask him. You don't know him, but if you did ask him, he would tell you that I fucking suck at it. And every game we ever played together, I was always like, where am I going? And he would tell me. So I loved playing games with him, and I still would. But, you know, he's got a job, so it's fine. I got a job, too. I love him, though. I love you. Don't hate me. Anyway, so I'm playing the game by myself, and I love it, and I'm figuring out, I have to figure it out. If I'm going to play it, I'm going to beat it. I have to figure it out by myself. I have to fucking learn to not be a moron and just do it. Cause there's a lot of backtracking in Resident Evil games. So that's another bad thing where it was like, wait, where the fuck was that thing at? Which room was the dragon or was the tiger head and the jewels? Which one was that? So that was, you know, not very good at that. I'm a little better now. So I beat that game. Still a fan. And then Resident Evil 4. Now, I actually have to backtrack a bit on that, because it wasn't Resident Evil 4. At this time, the remake for Resident Evil 1, the remake, was being, you know, I remember watching Extended Play, or maybe it was X-Play at that time, but I think it was Extended Play. Doesn't matter. Adam Sessler's talking about this game on Tech TV or G4 or whichever one it was at the time. And I saw this, and I was like, again, you know, if you can picture me, holy shit, this looks amazing. And like I said before, the PS1 and the PS2 game, like Code Veronica and 1, 2, and 3, they weren't really dark or scary. They were just like, walking down the hallway in the mansion, every light's on. It's like, all right. Okay. But this was like, wow. Like, it looks like a horror game. And by God, is it? So at this time, I'm like, I need a GameCube. I'm buying a GameCube because I need this game. And I didn't buy a GameCube. And I didn't play this game. But I had a friend, another very good friend, one of my best friends. He has a GameCube, and he has Resident Evil, and I've played it. And I'm like, yep, still awesome. I still want it. I still need to buy it. And a lot of time passes, and, you know, I still want it, though. I still want it. Don't have it. PS2, still got a PS2. And then I'm like, fuck it. I scram, and this day could be a whole story in itself, but it's not. So I'm just going to say it. I got a bunch of money from trading shit in and games and a controller. The biggest one was I bought a controller from Toys R Us that day, RIP. And I scratched off the sticker and I traded it into GameStop for more money because I didn't even take it out of the box, obviously. So I actually made money off that transaction. And I traded in a bunch of other dumb shit, and then I got a platinum GameCube, and that was it. No games. I didn't have a job this time. I didn't work. I didn't have a car, so I didn't have a job. I was old enough, but I couldn't get there. So, among other reasons, I didn't like driving. But it's not this podcast. That's for a different podcast. So I get a platinum GameCube, and my friend, you know, who already has the stuff, I was like, can I borrow Resident Evil? He's like, yes. And then, can I also borrow Super Mario Sunshine? And he was like, yes. So I have now two games to play on GameCube. And I played the shit out of the remake, and I think I played that game once a year for like 5 or 6 years. I would beat it at least once a year. I loved it. I fucking love it. And then Resident Evil Zero, I play that, and it's not as good. I don't like it, but it's fine. It's okay. I don't really even have anything to say about that game. It's just fine. It's okay. And I honestly got a GameCube for this one game, Resident Evil, just the first one. And I don't have many other games for it. Historically, I didn't get many other games. I got the Twin Snakes, Resident Evil Zero, and Resident Evil 4. And now I will jump to Resident Evil 4. Now we're caught back up. This game is being announced and all over the internet, and I don't even know if it was the internet or I was just watching it on Extended Play, but no, it was the internet. This game looks, oh my god, this is like a new game. This is a new Resident Evil, and same guy, same friend who let me borrow the remake. He comes over, we play that, and again, I'll never forget those moments of playing, and you know, you're Leon, and there's somebody behind the fucking wooden door, and they're trying to come in, and you shoot it, and the whole door blows open, and it's like, oh my god! And then the chainsaw guy's running after you, and you're climbing up ladders, you're kicking the ladders, you're diving out a window. It's like, this is the best fucking game. And that was a two-disc game on the, actually, I think all of the Resident Evil games are two-disc games. Fuck, everything's a two-disc game on the GameCube. Didn't have very much storage on those mini DVDs, but yeah, so I played that for a long time, and I beat the shit out of it, and I've actually never played it since. Like, I've played it when it came out, and I played it a lot. I mean, I beat it multiple times, but, and I played that mode after where you gotta run around and collect time or whatever. I hate that shit, though. But I didn't play it on PS2 or PS3 or PS4. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't like it anymore. And the reason is that Dead Space came out and did it better. You could run and shoot. Period. That was it. Because I remember being excited for Resident Evil 5. Actually, I wasn't, because Chris looks like a moron. Fucking terrible. And so I was never interested in that. And I was like, cool. Doesn't really look scary because it's in the noon. It's like the sun is out in these trailers and they're not zombies. And, you know, they're, I get it. It's an action game. I didn't like it. I never liked it. So I can't even really talk about that game either because I have it, but I don't like it. And they were going in a wrong direction. But so I go back, you know, I never went back to play 4, but when I was playing 5, I was like, no, Dead Space did this better. Dead Space is scary. Dead Space is scary around every corner. These fucking monsters are scary. And the resource management is fucked up, like, you know, like it should be in a survival horror. And you can run and shoot. And I feel helpless, but I feel also like I have just enough in my, you know, in my control that I can get through it. And Resident Evil 5 sucks. That's it. I don't like games where, you know, it's, well, the door is closed, and I'm sure this is in Dead Space too a few times, but it's like, well, the exit is closed and it's locked until you kill the 50 fucking zombie or whatever you call them. You got to kill them all before, and we're going to give you enough bullets. And it's like, it's not the same. So I didn't like it. If you did, that's fine. But I didn't. And then Dead Space was fucking amazing. And then I could probably get into how they fucking ruined that one too. But so I can't really speak to 5. Can't speak to 6. Never. I played the demo and I was like, oh, this looks a little better. I think it was like, I played like a little bit of it and it seemed like, I know there was like 3 campaigns or something, and you could play one was Leon, and it seemed dark and kind of spooky, but it was over for me. I was like, I'm done with Resident Evil, I guess. And the reason why I wanted to do this podcast was because of Resident Evil 7, Biohazard. I saw that, and I thought that maybe, I know, because that was a big departure from any of the other ones. The camera angles, it's going to first person. I know there is a first person Resident Evil game because I have it, Gun Survivor, but it's not. I mean, we're not talking about the same thing here. That's not even in the same league. But this was real freaking horror. This was there was taking clues or cues from your PT and your, fuck, what was that game? I don't know. Oh, Outlast. And I loved Outlast. So, and I love that you didn't have to shoot anything. It was just scary. But this game was taking everything that I liked about those games and making it a scary Resident Evil game. And I was like, okay, so as long as you keep everything good and you don't do dumb shit, we're good. And I was very vocal, at least on to the PR people at Capcom who were asking feedback on, like, do you like the first person or do you not? I'm like, you got to keep it first person. Don't let anyone, don't let any psychotic fans force you to make it something different. This is perfect. That demo that they put out was like, if this, you can make a whole game around this, please, 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 because PT is one of my favorite games of all time. And that sounds stupid because it's not even a game. But again, with like a Drive Club situation that we talked about, we'll never know what that's like. That game is never going to happen. We'll never know what a Drive Club 2 looks like. It's not going to happen. And then Resident Evil comes out, Capcom comes out and says, like, look what we're making. I don't care that you just ripped off that stuff. Good, because we're not going to get one. So make one, and they did, and they executed perfect. The story's fine. It doesn't matter. I mean, I like the story, I guess. You're looking for... It was kind of dumb, but, I mean, they're all not great. I mean, they're fine, but all the voice acting and stuff kind of hinders all the other ones. But the voice acting in Resident Evil 7 is really good. They sound like real people. Like the main character sounds like a man who is human. So that's an improvement. And the graphics, again, Resident Evil Engine is beautiful. And yeah, it did have a little bit of problems with the texture popping, but that, you know, get over that. And it was in VR, and I would have I wanted so badly to play it in VR, but I got a PSVR, and I had to take it back within a couple of days because it was making me sick, and I don't want to spend $400 on something that makes me sick. But maybe one day I'll get back to VR. But either way, Resident Evil 7 is just it just gave the graphics, the setting, the combat, very minimal. It was just a very, very good comeback for Capcom. And I bought the DLC for that because, again, speaking with the wallet, I wanted to say, I like this game. Make more of these. Please, 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 please. And, you know, 2018 E3, we get a Resident Evil 2 remake using the same engine, although third person, over the shoulder, you can move and shoot, I believe. You can. I've seen it. But it looks scary. So you've got the over-the-shoulder shooting, and it looks like hopefully it's scarce bullets because I don't want an action game. It looks like a horror game. Doesn't look like an action game. And I would have loved for it to be in first person, but I think it looks pretty good in third. And I like the flashlight mechanic. And I like that you have to use a flashlight, not like, well, I have a flashlight, and it illuminates everything. I like that you have to move the like, I want to look here, I have to move the flashlight there. I like that. I like that about Outlast. Like, I have the, you know, night vision on. I can't see everything. I can only see what I'm targeting, and it makes everything super claustrophobic and scary. So Resident Evil 2 looks like a horror game, and it's probably a survival horror game. I want to not have a billion bullets and have to fight my way out. I want to have to run and, you know, not know if I'm going to make it. And I didn't mention this in Resident Evil 4, but I have been thinking about replaying it. And because, like I said, I haven't gone back since GameCube. And I could play it on GameCube again if I wanted, I guess. But I could get it on PS4 and, you know, HD version or whatever. I don't know how upgraded they made it, but I'm sure it looks better. But the reason I don't go back is because of the controls, and you run to the wall basically, and you turn around, quick turn and shoot, and it's not as bad as 5, I don't think, but a weird thing that I loved about 4 was the inventory management. I love having that case and be like, all right, well, a shotgun is this many slots and a pistol is this many slots. And if you put this on it, it's this many slots. And I don't know why I like that shit, but I do. And I suspect many others do. But that's why, you know, that was in 7 as well. And I assume it'll be in Resident Evil 2 Remake. So basically, I'm really rooting for Capcom because they seem to be doing the things that I want. And I understand that people do probably love the Resident Evil 5s and 6s and they want more, but in the 4s. But I don't. So please, please stop. But I'm going to try to buy the Resident Evil 2 Collector's Edition from GameStop because, first of all, it's $200, and that's fucking insane. But the reason I want it, there's a few reasons. I want the special edition game because I want the alternate soundtrack, which I could just get for $70. But it comes with a statue, and I don't collect things either. I don't have a lot of collectibles. I have like a couple statue-y things. Maybe like not even. Not a big collector's edition person. Don't give a shit. But the statue's cool. But I just want all of it. The item box seems cool. It comes with an item box. It comes with a map or a blueprint of the police station before it was remodeled or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Art books, all this shit. But the reason I want to buy it is because, I want to speak with my wallet. I want to tell Capcom, keep doing what you're doing. I fucking love this shit. I love this remake. And recently I heard that they said that they'd rather put out a game that gets rated higher than sells higher. Like they'd rather put out a quality game than a game that they, you know, sells a billion, but it's not as good. I'm like, I don't know how much I believe that. It's probably horseshit, but good on you for saying it. And it makes me happy. But yeah, I want to buy that edition so that I feel like I'm contributing to, like, that's my vote. I'm like, hey, I want more. Give me more of this. Please, please, please. And, you know, I think if I can get a hold of it, I'm going to get it. I'll do it. I'll fucking buy that thing. I'll frame that blueprint and I'll put it on my wall. But if I can't get a hold of it, I'll still get the deluxe. And man, it's gonna. And I'm gonna invite my brother, and our old classmate over. And man, over our weekend, it's in January, and crack a beer, fucking. Hopefully, it's raining. It's storming. I don't know how much. Probably won't jump out of our seats. I don't really do that anymore, except for PT. Fuck. But I think that's where I'll leave this one, guys and girls, or whatever. I think I'll leave it there. So those are my thoughts on Resident Evil and why it's awesome and why I love it. I kind of wanted this podcast to be like about the super granular shit, like things I really love about it. Like I could have gone into that inventory, how much I love it, and just like examining items. And you pull the trigger, and the remake, and the casing leaves the gun, and it's fucking. I don't know. That's something I'll probably have to write. I'll have to write this shit down. And right now I'm just enjoying pressing record and just talking shit. So hopefully you liked it. Again, thanks for listening. If you did, let me know if you like it or don't. Again, don't let me know if you don't like it. If you like it, let me know. On Twitter, @ PopCon Jacob. That's POPCONJACOB. And I hope you join me next week.